producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You want to fight tyranny?
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Man, this music makes me want to do some deadlifts. I'm just now finally starting to get back in shape. If I don't get injured, I'm going to get there. I'm doing the InfowarsLife.com New Year's Challenge, 48% off right now, but we are going to end it here. I've told them to end it now. On the three great InfowarsLife.com products, Oxy Powder, Super Male Vitality or Female Vitality, and, of course, the Mythical Bottleman Secret 12. 48% off. Great introductory price for those of you that haven't tried it yet. The Oxy Powder alone will blow you away, and I mean that as a pun. Well, this just broke by Adon Salazar. Be one thing if they had a black guy, a white guy, a Hispanic guy, a lady. But Miami cops shoot mugshots of blacks for target practice. Snipers trained with photos of real people. And unless the news is distorting it, which they could be doing, it's all blacks. And I think that's pretty unacceptable. Just like I thought it was unacceptable when the feds ordered millions of no-compromise targets of pregnant women and children. Remember that? So that story's up on InfoWars.com right now. I mean, who did that? Plus the PR disaster. I mean, who? This is really hard to believe because it's. But the feds shooting little kids in training stuff is hard to believe, but it was real. I don't know what to think anymore at this point. This is just. They really want to get the cops in a fight, a racial war with the blacks. It's the perfect Soros plan. This is really stupid if the cops did this. Let's go to Gerald in California. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? Long time listener. Well, not long time. I'm 24 years old. Started listening to you when I was 20.
God bless you. Thanks for putting up with me, my friend. What's on your mind?
Oh, I don't even know where to begin. I think what's on my mind is most importantly the fact that it's hard to pass a message along to kids and, you know, young adults of my age. But I'm doing my best. I also want to, you know, talk about the Paris, this whole France incident, you know, as it being propaganda to, you know, take away our Second Amendment. Also, I'm outraged by Liam Neeson's stupid, frivolous, very, very, very lackluster comment about, you know, the too much guns in America. That was by far the most outrageous thing I've heard coming from a person who promote propaganda in a sense, you know, with his the movie roles he decided to take on. You know, I found it preposterous, and you know, it's contradiction, but. You know, we all know with those type of movies, they get passed through the government, you know, so they can promote certain things.
Oh, absolutely. But Liam Neeson is a good actor, and I'm so upset with him saying that American guns are blaming Paris. What in the world? I mean, it's like if somebody slips on a banana peel, you blame the Second Amendment. And I guarantee you, in fact, have the guys look into this. I bet money Liam Neeson has bodyguards, and I bet they're armed. Just like that pig, Michael Moore, who, again, is pushing a whole race war agenda, claiming gun ownership is racist. I mean, it's just absolutely divide and conquer. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Anthony in Florida, probably the last caller we have time for. Sorry to all the other callers. Go ahead. You're on the air, Anthony.
When I see this shooting here in Paris, it just proves yet again that we should always question the official narrative because, quite frankly, you know, you see these people running and screaming, it just seems so fake. And it's like, what do you call it? It just seems like, you know, total Hollywood script. And it just, and I think that what real journalism is questioning the official narrative.
Well, I agree with you. And we've questioned it. It stinks to high heaven. They were allowed to train. They were allowed to fly when there were no fly lists. They were connected to the CIA operative, Anwar al-Awlaki. That's just the name of few. And so it's false flag at some level. Are there radical jihadis? Were these guys the shooters? May have been. Is this being used to restrict free speech and call for internet censorship? Absolutely. Not just by governments, but by the great pontiffs themselves and many others. See you back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Great job, crew. And tonight, 7 o'clock Central.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, counting the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nason Iodine and your Super Meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nason Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It is Friday, the 16th day of January, 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. Congressman Walter Jones on Obama impeachment, investigations into 9/11, our government openly funding jihadists over in the Middle East, and so much more will be joining us in the third hour. We have a state rep coming up for 30 minutes in the next hour that got a law passed to take the federal land and give it to the people in Utah. This is so exciting. It's all about solutions. New bill could mark the beginning of the end for Common Core, and 2 plus 2 equals 5. All this and more coming up. The Pope advocates violence in response to free speech. But that's how Jesus died. And now the Pope's having to backtrack on his comments saying that, well, you talk bad about somebody's religion, you get punched in the nose. I wish the Pope would talk more about the hundreds of thousands of Christians murdered the last few years in the Middle East by the jihadis that are being funded. But I guess that's not his job. Now, let's go to a special report put together by Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs and John Bound dealing with Obama's terror cells in the USA. We're going to premiere this here, then tweet the video out at Real Alex Jones. Stay with us. Here's the report. follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones.
So, Mr. President, how do you handle promises that you've made when you were running for election? And how do you handle it? I mean, what do you say to people? Do you just, I know people were wondering. You don't have it. Okay.
How sad was it in the streets of Paris as 40 world leaders walked down the street? Absent was the United States of America. Where was the president?
Attorney General Eric Holder was in Paris for a terrorism summit with French President Hollande, but darted out just before world leaders historically convened to pay their respects to the fallen Charlie Hebdo cartoonist. Holder then went on a media blitz claiming that there is no credible threat to Americans.
That the entire threat environment is as dangerous as anything you've seen since 9/11. Is that still the case?
Yeah, I would say that that's true, although there is not a specific credible threat that I can point to.
It makes the average American wonder what the Obama administration is hiding when anyone can go online and discover the clear and present danger of decades-old State Department documents revealing what has been lurking within at least 22 of our United States.
A secret videotape uncovered by our investigation team. Sheikh Jilani is seen here both recruiting American Muslims and instructing them in Islamic guerrilla warfare tactics. The tape is known as Soldiers of Allah.
On behalf of the Muslims of America, I present before you a documentary film in helping and training oppressed Muslims. I'm proud to say and to sit with the colleagues who have been successful in founding an international organization which is called Soldiers of Allah, SOA, and we are establishing training camps. You can reach us, at the Grand Hope University offices in upstate New York, or in Canada, or in Michigan, or in South Carolina, or in Pakistan, wherever we are. You can reach us. You're most welcome to join one of our advanced training groups in Islamic nation.
The Clarion Project, who I work for, we broke this story about how a terrorist enclave has been detected in Texas. We know this from declassified FBI documents. There was originally some broad intelligence about it, and so we started investigating. We figured out the group's front organizations that they were using in Texas, and then some activists from a group called Act for America went and verified the specific location so that we made sure that we definitely knew what we were talking about, and then we got declassified FBI documents and confirmed it from that end. So we know for a fact that this organization that runs the 22 villages, as they call them, also have one in Texas.
In 2001, ATF Special Agent Thomas P. Gallagher testified in court that individuals from the organization Muslims of the Americas are trained in Hancock, New York, and if they pass the training in Hancock, New York, are then sent to Pakistan for training in paramilitary and survivalist training by Mr. Jilani. On January 23, 2002, American journalist Daniel Pearl was kidnapped on his way to question Sheikh Mubarak Ali Jilani's connection to shoe bomber Richard Reed in downtown Karachi. 9 days later, Pearl was decapitated. On May 16th, his severed head and decomposed body were found cut into 10 pieces. Jilani was temporarily in Pakistani custody after the kidnapping. The main compound near the town of Hancock in upstate New York, known as Holy Islamburg, was founded in 1980 by Jilani as a religious sanctuary for devout Muslims. This land is located near the reservoir that supplies most of New York City's drinking water. In fact, most of the compounds are near strategic locations within the United States designed to affect a mass population event at any time.
According to the 2006 law enforcement report, Jilani opened his compounds near significant infrastructure targets. Islamville is less than 5 miles away from the Catawba nuclear facility.
The FBI's own documents define the Muslims of America as an autonomous organization which possesses an infrastructure capable of planning and mounting terrorist campaigns overseas and here within the U.S. How can the Obama administration claim they are concerned about lone wolf attacks, i.e. gun owners, Tea Partiers, and constitutionalists, when training videos clearly link Sheikh Mubarak Ali Jilani to an expanding network of radical Islamic cells within the United States? Further, State Department documents have not listed Fuqua as a terror organization, regardless of countless felonies committed by its members. Jilani's intent is echoed by the Muslim Brotherhood with slogans like, God is our objective, the Prophet is our leader, the Quran is our law, Jihad is our way, dying in the way of God is our highest hope, and Obama's ties to the Muslim Brotherhood are becoming increasingly well known.
Why President Barack is saying not hitting hard on the terrorists and on ISIS? And I know it sounds crazy, but bear with me. President Barack was born after his older brother, Malik. The father, Mr. Hussein, named his son Malik, and that's one of God's names in Islam. The second son, he named him Barak. What does Barak mean? Barak is the right Prophet Muhammad, and we can see Mr. Malik sitting with Mr. Obama visiting him in the White House. Mr. Malik is in charge of the Muslim Brotherhood in Africa. There's a lot of finances going on through Mr. Malik, and we can see him in another picture holding the Yemenian dagger on his waist, and he is a big supporter to the Muslim Brotherhood. And that explains that Mr. Barack Hussein is not hitting hard on the Muslim Brotherhood. On the contrary, he took them off the terrorist list for years and years. The Muslim Brotherhood is on the terrorist list around the world. In the Arab world, who knows them best? But Mr. Barak decided to take them off the terrorist list and start to be sponsoring them and put them in charge of Egypt.
The IRS and your tax dollars allow these nonprofit organizations openly hell-bent on the destruction of the United States to operate within the United States. Demographics show that the Muslim birth rate is the world's highest, but it is falling faster than the birth rate of any culture. The Muslim world currently has 25 million idle young men struggling to follow the immigration path to Western Europe and the United States to escape abject poverty and diminishing resources. Now the Obama administration is playing semantics with the usage of the term radical Islam in an apparent bid to paint their investment in a better light.
The lengths to which you will go to avoid telling us the truth about the enemy is becoming comical. It's certainly embarrassing. For example, he will never forget about that we use the word jihadist. He'll never use that. But he refuses to use the word Islamist, which is used throughout the Muslim world. It's used by journalists, by authors.
There are a variety of reasons why
people... But was radical Islam one of them?
There are a variety of reasons why people do these things. Some of them are potentially religious.
Okay, but all I'm asking is if you think among those variety of reasons, radical Islam might have been one of the reasons that the individuals took the steps that they did.
You see, you say radical Islam. I mean, I think those people who espouse a version of Islam that is not...
Are you uncomfortable attributing any of their actions to radical Islam? It sounds like...
No, I don't want to say anything negative about a religion that is...
I'm not talking about a religion. Radical Islam. I'm not talking about the general religion. Mr. A.G., it's hard to get an answer, yes or no. But
and look, the Middle East is coming apart with this administration's policy. Look at Libya. We should never have gone into Libya. Gaddafi was on our side. Look at Egypt. Morsi is now going after the Muslim Brotherhood and the radical Islamists, and we've got Muslim Brotherhood in the U.S. government today. And so
Who from the Muslim Brotherhood is in the U.S. government right now?
Who?
Yes.
I haven't got their names exactly, but there's a list of them, at least 10 or 15 of them.
Do you know any major Arab ally that embraces ISIL?
I know major Arab allies who fund them.
He spent about an hour meeting with five different rebel commanders who came from all over Syria to plead with him for heavier weapons, a no-fly zone, and airstrikes against the forces of President Bashar al-Assad.
Arming the enemy and advancing its movement towards the United States' wide-open borders. If ever a U.S. president committed treason and deserved impeachment, the time is now. Regardless of our long-standing stance on religious freedom, these terror cells are being protected for what blatantly appears to be a key component of the New World Order's endgame on American soil.
That's right, Joe Biggs. Full report. And
you ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days. And I've been able to keep it off, too. My wife's like, wow, you look really good. And I'm like, I know. I guess it's this Oxy Powder.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new product. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to help prevent bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to use daily, while powerful enough to help your own immune system destroy the causes of many serious diseases. Supernatural Silver has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
We're telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
It seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. She was lovely. She was the queen of our lives. There in the darkness for the radio.
All those bitter days are past me now.
I've got so much more to think about. Deadlines.
Deadlines and commitments.
What to leave in. What to leave out. All right, we're back in the old studio today. Crew did a great job in our beta test. Next week on Tuesday and Thursday, I'll be in there. And in a few weeks, I'll be in there full time. Then occasionally we'll have, when we got too many people to stick in that studio, we can cut to this studio with breaking news and other reports as well. Again, Alex Jones coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. Here's what I want to do. Let me just mention some of the news that's coming up today. Top Obamacare official stepping down. Dive Obama's. It just has a 37% approval rating in a new major scientific poll. New bill would mark the beginning of the end of Common Core. Germany proposes jihad identity cards because the terrorists are still allowed to fly everywhere. All you do is pick them up for probable cause. You don't then issue them jihad cards. They're not allowed to travel. That is Nazi Germany in Germany. Belgian police, of course, killed two in anti-terror raid during shootout. Elon Musk, who I know is a listener of the broadcast, and who we're going to get on the show, gives $10 million to fight killer robots. And, of course, that's the head of Tesla. Well, the problem is they've already got autonomous drones operating all over the place, but he is certainly worried about the real issue there on that front. Zuckerberg defends Facebook censorship despite Charlie Hebdo's support and, of course, calling his users dumb effers. That's in the London Guardian. He hangs out with the communist Chinese censorship czar, learning how to make us a totalitarian society. He is a true hypocrite monster pig on every front. Vatican attempts to clarify Pope Francis' comment on Paris attack. Pontiff causes stir. You cannot provoke. You cannot insult the faith of others. Really? Really? He said, yeah, if someone talks bad about my mother, I will hit them. The last pope criticized the Islamists killing Christians in Syria and other areas and killing non-radical Muslims in Libya, Egypt, you name it. This pope, so which one's right? I mean, I'm not a Catholic, but if the pope's supposedly infallible, which one was fallible then? Was it the last one that they made leave or this new one who's an admitted socialist? First time we've had a public socialist pope over 1.2 billion people of 7 billion on this planet. And he came out and endorsed carbon taxes and global government a few weeks ago. And now he's saying that you shouldn't be able to criticize folks. Well, Kit Daniels wrote an article here that I think is very powerful. And it went viral last night on Infowars.com. But it went out last night. I want to retweet it today at Real Alex Jones and post it on Facebook. Pope advocates violence in response to free speech, but that's how Jesus died. Jesus Christ was crucified for stating he was the Son of God. And they told him, shut up and recant, they're going to kill him. And he wouldn't do it. And then Pontius Pilate gave him a chance, and he wouldn't do it. And Pontius Pilate said, I find no fault with this man. But I guess the Pope kind of trumps Christ, doesn't he, for a lot of folks out there? I said, I am Jesus. I am, said Jesus, and you will see the Son of Man sitting in the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on a cloud of heaven. The high priest tore his clothes. Why do we need any more witnesses, he said. You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think? They all condemned him as worthy of death. That's out of the Gospel of Mark. So he's got to square that. Number one, carbon taxes will kill a billion people over a decade. That's the numbers that Monckton's put out before, and I agree with him, that if you cut off energy to the world over 10 years, it'll kill a billion people or more. And you know, Obama's told him, you can't have cars, you can't have air conditioning, you can't have medicine, you can't have anything. And so this is quite a departure from anything. I mean, this guy is... He goes out and hugs old people and people with diseases, and the mainstream media that normally attacks Catholics, I mean, I'm sure you've noticed that, and attacks different popes, suddenly is in love with this pope and just endorses everything he has to say and do, I guess knowing he'd come out for a World Council of Religions and come out for an ecumenical movement and come out for restricting free speech and come out for a world government, I guess. Interesting story. Don't know your take on it. That's just some of what we got here in the stack today. Oil projects worth billions put on hold because of dropping oil prices. And I've got more on George Soros I want to hit first. And that ties in with another story. Canned foods are what schools say people should have as a defense against shooters.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They're never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative to destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're live broadcasting worldwide on this Friday edition. I'll be back in studio, Lord willing, this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, transmitting live as well. Now, continuing here, I want to tie three things together, then go to a report from Jakari Jackson on CNN and the federal government recommending that you take a can of beans with you when you go to college or a public school to throw at a shooter. I'm not joking. And by the way, they know that's ridiculous. It's meant to mock you. They're all going to have paramilitary guards paid for by you and I. That's coming up. But when I saw this headline yesterday, I meant to cover it and get to it, but Shakari did a report last night for the Nightly News. It's just so over the top. But that's what all of this is about, is breaking our will. Just like when the feds came out a few years ago and told women to vomit or urinate on someone that's trying to rape you. That's the feminist thing to do. No, don't teach women how to use guns and have them carry guns, and then attacks on women basically disappear in areas where that happens. Carjackings in Florida and Texas that were epidemic ended for all intents and purposes, went down 99%, look it up, within 2 years of concealed carry going in. Do you think muggers like in Chicago and New York like areas of Texas? Do you think they go out to rural areas and mug good old boys in their trucks? No. Just like they don't stick their arms in Arizona down rattlesnake holes. A nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves. Actually, a nation of cowards will be gang raped by every criminal type you can imagine, and we are being gang raped financially, economically, physically. It's only going to get worse. Now, all of that said, I want to open the phones up specifically for police officers, and I won't make you hold a long time. I know a lot of you are on duty. You're out there working. Or even recently retired police officers, just to get your take on this, if you agree or disagree with me. Now listen to the 3 points I'm going to make. Is the same tactics used here or used in other countries? I'm going to tie 3 stories together. You have jihad training camps set up since the 1980s, allowing jihadis to train to go to Pakistan, Afghanistan, and other areas in the U.S., and they're on no-fly list. Because other agencies put them on that, they're allowed to fly in and out of the country. The underwear bomber, the latest attackers in Paris, the attacker at Fort Hood was known and was allowed to operate. All this has come out. Same story. The head of the 7/7 bombings. That's mainstream news. That's not me even saying that. This stuff comes out. It's a very simple equation. Let them build up, let them create a threat, let them attack with their useful idiot jihadis, then basic Americans get our freedoms taken. Then the overarching militarization and federalization and globalization of police can expand. But that's not enough to take over the country. How did George Soros get $5 billion of State Department money in 2013, 2014, and then go on Fareed Zakaria's show? We have a transcript in the video posted on Infowars.com from May 27th of last year, about 7 months ago. He came out and he said, quote, "I am responsible for the operations and the overthrow of Ukraine." They went in and financed with $5 billion using real and perceived grievances and hype grievances, basically anti-police riots all over the country. They then had their government take the government building, unelected, and then they put Joe Biden's son over the oil and other Democratic officials' children, literally, children, college graduates, but children, over the entire economy and began a war against Russia. I'm not defending Russia, saying they're perfect and lily white. The West started it. George Soros, a Nazi collaborator, demon, who's brought down countless countries, financing riots to devalue their currencies. He's on record doing that. He brags. He's brought down more than 7 nations, looted their currencies. He brought down Ireland. He brought down England for a while. He's brought down a whole bunch of third world countries. Why would he finance? And I'm not saying that the Ukrainian government was perfect, but it was elected. They take legitimate things on the surface that sound like a reason to get upset, and then they use it to bring in even greater tyranny later. And now Ukraine, a year later, is in total shambles. So here he is. Soros admits responsibility for coup and mass murder in Ukraine. He told George Soros, Fareed Zakaria, over the weekend he's responsible for establishing a foundation in Ukraine that ultimately contributed to the overthrow of the country's elected leader and the installation of a junta handpicked by the State Department. And it has the quote right here.
First on Ukraine, one of the things that many people recognized about you was that you were, during the revolutions of 1989, funded a lot of dissent of activities, civil society groups in Eastern Europe. That's not what Zakaria sounds like. It's what Soros sounds like. Europe and Poland and the Czech Republic. Are you doing similar things in Ukraine? Zakaria asked Soros. Well, I will set up a foundation in Ukraine before Ukraine became independent of Russia. And the foundation has been functioning ever since and played an important part in the events now, Soros responded. And he went on. Okay. Well, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. What has he found and fund?
Media Matters. He tells the White House what to do. Media Matters is their mouthpiece. Who do they attack? Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Alex Jones, Matt Drudge, freedom of speech, gun ownership, state sovereignty. And they call in their memos that have been made public by even Bloomberg and Politico 4 years ago to infiltrate media and bring it down. I mean, they try to get people in your operations, folks. And I'm not going to go into all of it, but a lot of people have faced it. I mean, they don't play games, okay? They are a spy intelligence operation of George Soros. They're just one group. This guy overthrows countries. You understand that? He used the white supremacists to take over Ukraine. The deputy president they put in, Heil Hitler on TV. You can pull it up. Their symbol is blonde-haired women shooting electricity bolts like Emperor Palpatine out of their hands, and he's howling Hitler. You cannot make up stuff this weird. But he's liberal, so it's okay, because he said he was liberal and gives money to everybody, billions. He's a mob boss. And so you got George Soros running around doing all this. He's trying to overthrow that. Enter this story that I covered yesterday from the Washington Times. Now, again, we'd already covered this. I say that to say we can confirm this. You can blow up in the videos or look at the names on the signs. He doesn't hide it. Kind of like he went on 60 Minutes and said, yeah, I was a Nazi collaborator, rounded up, you know, all these people. I'm not ashamed of it. I survived. I'm proud of myself, basically. He admits he's trying to undermine the U.S. sovereignty. He admits he wants your guns. He admits he overthrew Ukraine. He was the point man. He's tried it before. George Soros funds Ferguson protests, hopes to spur civil action. So he uses some of the heavy-handed tactics, the globalist training on the police, the rest of it, to then demonize police themselves to try to start a revolution in America pointed at the police that will drive the police into the Fed's arms as their saviors, break them, and get them to accept the paramilitary takeover, which is what he wants. He doesn't want a revolution like he wanted in Ukraine that actually overthrows the government. He wants to spur a destabilization to bring in a greater tyranny, to give Obama a smokescreen, to bring in martial law. If it would have worked, just like they tried to use Occupy Wall Street, he funded to do this. And folks, this is heavy information. I'm not giving you my opinion. This is a fact. $33 million. I'm the guy that made four films on the police state, wrote a book on it, predicted all that was coming because I read the Rand Corporation documents and others and had sources. But I wasn't against the police. I was against them being taken over and being turned into basically North Korean-style enforcers. Now to try to get them to do that, they want to have a war against the police to then force them into that position. It's like they start the war on terror against radical Muslims. Next you learn, oh, it's really for the Tea Party. Same deal. This is the plan. And so here he is, $33 million of his billions he gives just to spur this. And the Washington Times did an investigative report and links through that he was involved in the Zimmerman organization, the Soros Open Society Foundation. That's the one that overthrew Ukraine, is operating in America. Hey, blacks, your unemployment doubled? How do we make sure Soros' puppet Obama doesn't get the blame? Cause a race war, a soft race war of names. Make it all about the white truck driver who's going bankrupt. He's the reason a black truck driver's going broke. Or a white teacher. She's the reason a black teacher across town has trouble in school. No. Or a cop. A cop. Just randomly reject all your anger, not at the Federal Reserve, not at the IRS, not at the New World Order, not at the Attorney General shipping guns into Mexico to blame gun owners and false flag the Second Amendment. Blame cops. And I told you he was behind it. This guy is a literal demon. And he's par for the course. He's just one of the more arrogant, outspoken people. I know somebody that's been in the East Coast home, I'll just leave it at that, of George Soros, and the entire place is black mirrors and black paint and black floors. Do you know why people have their house like that? Do you know what black mirrors are used for?
That's as hardcore Satanism as you get. Black floors, black walls, black mirrors. Can you imagine where this guy's heart is? This is who wants your guns. This is who's taking over the public schools. This is who literally runs CNN, MSNBC, and the White House. You got to say one person, he's the guy calling the shots. More than Brzezinski, more than Kissinger. He is the guy on the ground getting it done. The war general, the field marshal, the Erwin Rommel. He is in the field, folks. He is coming. And he's got his people just out there engaged in every dirty trick you can imagine. And you know what? I just expect that flying in over the enemy base. So I don't care. It's fine. I expect it. If I didn't have these people jacking with me and messing with me and pulling all sorts of stuff that I'm not even going to get into, then I wouldn't know that I was over the main target. So I'm not complaining. I expect it. Whatever happens, happens. I'm going 110% in. I'm dropping my load on these people, and that's the end of it. We're going to fly in over the base. We're going to pull that lever. We're going to make sure those bombs go in the info war. But he knows we're winning the info war. That's why he wants to finance false flags. And I'll say it, the Democratic Party, 3 years ago, their memos came out where they said, we want to blame Glenn Beck, Alex Jones, people like that for the next terror attack. You know, give the Democrats money. Don't worry if it looks like we're unpopular. We're going to be popular after the next terror attack. Well, folks, there's no even veiled denial there. They're telling you what they're up to, and just get ready for it. And so the police of this country need to understand something. If you want to know who's financing radical Islamists in Egypt and Syria, it's George Soros, on record. You want to know who financed the Arab Spring? George Soros. You want to know who's destabilizing Europe? George Soros. You want to know who plans to get your pension funds in the end? It's George Soros. You want to know who's trying to finance groups and had little pasty white kids out there with signs saying, deck the halls with dead cops, la la la, la la. You want to play the clips? They are all not even communists or socialists. They're hardcore takeover revolutionaries who know they're on the winning team, they believe. And who go to these universities and who learn how to manipulate. Remember Gruber at all those university speeches teaching the professors how to lie and the graduate students? And everyone laughing and smiling, feeling included into the evil? We're not demonizing George Soros. He's all I've said and more. And I don't enjoy having to stand up against him, but my very being, my will not let me do anything but that. I just can't not fight this guy because he's an enemy of every person that wants peace and prosperity and freedom. And you've been warned out there, all of you. If you don't realize how serious this is and you think, oh, he's exaggerating. No, I'm not. I don't have words to tell you how serious these people are. We don't have a guest joining us for 30 minutes. We have the state rep getting a lot done in Utah. Very exciting. They're taking the land back from the feds. It's happened. The bill's passed. Now the fight's on. But we've won the first major stage. He's going to be joining us. Walter Jones just called and got his time zones wrong. He's going to be on Monday. So we're going to have a lot of open phones today on Friday except for one guest. And I want to hear the first bank of calls. I'll go right to your calls at the start of the next segment. Sometimes I want police officers to call them. They can load the line. Sometimes none of you call. If you're off duty, on duty, whatever, you need to get in the habit of speaking out or you're going to lose everything, just like we are. We're all in this together. Are you going to let, I'm asking you point blank, you going to let George Soros spend $33 million to take unfortunate events and scapegoat every single one of you so you get shot in the head in your patrol cars or so your family gets killed? You going to put up with this crap? Well, he has Media Matters claiming I'm violent and want cop dead. How many times have they made that up with no proof? Can't you see? I'm trying to stop a civil war, not because I'm a hero, but because I want to have a future and I want freedom for my family. That means you need freedom, too. Rising tides raise all ships. A lowering tide will beat us all. And I'm sick of it, and I'm not laying down to these people. Where is our spirit? I want to hear from the police.
And why not? Active duty military. Police, right? Because active duty military are police now. You're going to be domestically involved in civil unrest if this all kicks off. He's not been successful so far. Thank God. A few more cases, though, of out-of-control cops choking somebody to death and the media hyping it. They want to start a civil war. I've been telling you for years. It's starting. They're now saying that in the media. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. I'm so upset I can't remember the number I've had for 18 years. 800-259-9231. Briefly, the special is going down the next few hours. I just constantly say take it down. They're like, are you sure? You sure it's doing real well? Yeah, because we're about to sell out of the secret 12 methylcobalamin, vitamin B12 that you take sublingually in the mouth. It's the injectable type, but you take it in the mouth. Very absorbable with the Oxy powder, super male, super female vitality, 48% off. We're going to have to end it today. So we're going to send out one more email, let folks know that while supplies last, that's going at maybe an hour, maybe 3 hours. InfoWarsLife.com. We have specials on the Nation Iodine X2 that grabs the bad areas of the halogen family and pulls them out and fills the glands that need the good halogen. There's a reason they don't want you getting true iodine. This is not the garbage iodine from the store. Or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. We can answer all your questions about the silver bullet, colloidal silver, lung cleanse, all the great nutraceuticals, ancient defense, DNA force, fluoride cleanse, InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and then I took it for 6 more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Monday through Friday. Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Well, the phones keep loading up, but there's no current police officers calling in to give us their take. Is that because they're afraid of the NSA spying on them, that that'll be passed on to police? You don't have any free speech? Or is it because you're just busy? Again, when I don't ask cops to call in, a whole bunch call in. Sometimes when I ask, they do call in. That's active duty military, especially military police or police. It's on record. George Soros, Open Society Foundation. They're on record bragging that George Soros gave $33 million to try to stir up fighting here in the United States and to scapegoat the police. Don't you see he's trying to cause a revolution like he did in Ukraine? What do you think about this? Do you disagree with me? Maybe you love George Soros. 800-259-9231. I want to go to this report by Jakari Jackson. This is from CNN, if you think we're joking. Can goods stop school shooters? That's right. Don't have teachers that are armed. Don't have pilots that are armed. Learn to urinate on someone or throw a can of peas at them. This is the joke level, ladies and gentlemen, that they want us to live. But the very bureaucrats that are against us being armed, they're the ones living behind armored fortresses with armed guards at taxpayer expense, like Piers Morgan, who has armed bodyguards. Let's go to that report.
This is Jakari Jackson for Infowars.com. Now, something that's very important to us in this country is the safety of our school children, understandably so. But we can't all agree on how best to protect them. And now we have this article. Alabama middle school principal tells kids to bring canned goods to class and throw them at possible gunmen. Here's a note that a parent received from the school, and this is W.F. Burns Middle School. And we'll show you a little bit of this training. It's called the Alice Training Program.
Wait a minute, that's not how it's supposed to go. You said they should keep moving and throw things. They don't do either of those things.
No, they followed their natural instinct to hide. And what did that make them?
Sitting ducks.
Right, and sitting ducks makes easy targets. It doesn't make anything easy for the intruder.
Can we try again?
Absolutely.
Yay!
It's all about terrorizing kids for a threat that's incredibly rare. Actually, I like this school.
And this is this particular program. They don't do this at every school, but this school is participating in this program. And while I do applaud them for not being sitting ducks and actively trying to defend themselves, I think a much better strategy would be to simply arm the teachers. You have the principal, you have the janitor, maybe there's a locked cabinet, a gun case someplace where a teacher has an access key, or in some places, like Harold ISD in Texas, they have their teachers carry concealed weapons.
In every one of the plans in the United States and schools, emergency plans, are to lock the doors and hide the kids. Well, that was disturbing to us because we're 30 minutes from law enforcement. We had no way to protect ourselves, and there wasn't anybody around to take care of us. We were our first responders.
Right.
I came up with a plan, and the plan, you know, has been on the news a lot. It's pretty self-explanatory.
We're going to go to break. Jakari's full report is at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Yeah, at least the Alabama school is training them to fight back, which the feds say lay down, but it shouldn't be canned foods, folks. It should be firearms. It should be firearms. But overall...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
from the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself. Our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3133.